It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR Radio Saturday programming. This is Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we go over recipes to try, restaurants to visit, beverages to create, wonderful events that are happening in Fairbanks, food to share with your family and friends. Basically, we look at all types of food concepts for you to try, enjoy, and experience. We're now in our sixth year, my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun. We've had a lot of wonderful times on the show, and I want to thank our incredible guests who have appeared. Many recipes, cooking secrets that have been shared with you. I want to thank Glenn Anderson, Perry Wall, who asked me to do this. They asked me as we were coming out of COVID in May of 2020, and I agreed and started in August of 2020. So, hey, it's been a fantastic, incredible 6 years. I'm very thankful. Fairbanks Foodies is your original Saturday lineup of the local production show, your OG in the local radio Saturday entertainment lineup that we bring you every Saturday. The lineup on Saturdays has grown and has expanded. Wow. We have a fantastic lineup for you, all of the local talent on so many subjects. On KFAR Saturdays, there's definitely something for everyone on these shows. It's November, November, November. Here we are, already. Hopefully everyone had a great Halloween yesterday and last night. And if you were out enjoying beverages last night, hopefully you got home okay with no incidents. Be careful out there when you do that. We're coming into icy conditions, and what the heck. But we're in November, and now it's a comfort food season. And it's so in this show, I'm going to be giving you another wonderful soup recipe. But it's also the lazy cooking month for me. Well, the first half of November is anyway, because in the second half of November, the holiday season starts, and it's fantastic. So, hey, let's rest and look at what we can craft together by going to Costco. Yeah, we're going to Costco today. Really? Have you ever just shopped along the back portion to the left of the meat display and the butcher shop? They have great meals for you. Either heat up, eat cold, or use as a base of your meal. Be it lunch, dinner, or snack. You can get creative back there. There's many options for you to look at, choose from, and try. The first thing we have to address is the rotisserie chicken for $4.99. Yeah, it's been that price this millennium. It's great, but also it's a great tasting meal by itself and to use for other types of meals that you can put together. When I get home, I'm always tearing into the chicken breasts. You know, just they're so soft, juicy. They're in that plastic bag that comes in so it stays warm and moist for a few hours. It's a great entree for your dinner, and it serves 3 to 4 people, all for the fantastic price of just $4.99. You go to Fred Meyer's and it's $8 or $9.99, but here it's $4.99. Last week, I bought a Mediterranean orzo salad, and it was a great purchase. It's priced at $5.99 a pound, but this pasta meal is fantastic. It comes in a 2-pound container with small tomatoes, Cabrese salami, feta cheese, red pepper, and other ingredients. The dressing is made up of olive oil, lemon juice, paprika, garlic, and other items, of course. I bought it for a side dish with some friends that I have had over last weekend. There were 4 of us. Maybe we had half of it. Then I had some shrimp sauteed up, and I placed it on top of the orzo salad on the individual servings. But here's a thought for you. Chicken breasts from the $4.99 Costco chicken, and have this with your orzo as a main meal, plated for, say, 3 or 4 people. And that chicken breast, and place them on top, oh my goodness, on the orzo salad. Oh, yeah. The combination of the salad and how you use it are just endless. You can have it as a main entree, depending what you add to it. You can have it as a side dish, as your starch, which is wonderful, tasty. It is great. They have a chicken burrito bowl with, cilantro lime rice. That's right, cilantro lime rice. It's a great combination meal for you that can be good for a party of 2 to 3, as all these meals can be. The cost is approximately $16. Think about that. The main entree of $16 for serving 2 to 3 people. You get all the ingredients except tortillas if you want to go with chicken burritos. But it does come with the salsa and the guacamole. This dish has all the spices, the cheese, everything packaged that you need to have a good, fast, affordable meal for you, or twice if needed for you and another person. Or you can just mix it all together and have it as a bowl with no tortillas. Eat it by yourself or the course of a few days. The options are endless here. Or put an egg on top of it. That's right. Fry up an egg over easy. 2 eggs. Put it over top and let it all soak in there. Oh, man. Think about that. Now, number 2 on Emily's Costco meal list is the Alfredo chicken. We'll get to number 1 in a bit. This meal is for 3 to 5 people, depending on the portions. I really like this meal. It's a good 40 to 60 minute cook, but when finished, it's absolutely fantastic. And that's the thing about it. They give you the cooking directions at time and temperature on the meal. So there's not much guessing at all. The pasta is pre-cooked, ziti, and they use both Romano and Parmesan cheese. Their Alfredo sauce is a great combination of cheeses with skim milk, cream powder, olive oil, garlic, and a few other items. They have numerous morsels of chicken throughout the package. So, I mean, it's really good. Your cost is going to be average about $18. And this will last 2 people about 2 to 3 full meals and a few snacks. It is that good. I like having it with white wine, some bread. I love my pasta. This meal is a very good pasta meal. I'm totally endorse this myself, my body, my taste buds, and you know how I require my pasta intake. This meal satisfies the need completely in so many wonderful ways. Just do it. The chicken salad and rotisserie chicken. Oh, man. Okay. A great combo. But guess what I do with this item? I make incredible sandwiches to serve people at picnics, events. People are coming over to watch football games, baseball games, things like that. I get a loaf of sourdough bread. I make up the sandwiches. I cut each sandwich in half. Then I cut that in half, making up quarter sandwiches. Put them on a serving tray and let people have great nibbles for the next hours or so while you're watching entertainment. This makes entertainment food so easy and cleanup so easy. Yes, again, this is Lazy Cooking Month November, first half. But, hey, this is a fantastic way to make sandwiches. And when you have leftovers, put them in Ziploc bags in the fridge. And you can enjoy them over the next 2 to 3 days. A little snack here, a meal there. Again, this is what Costco gives you. Good food at a good price with minimum prep. And that's what we're looking at this month. If you have a young adult son or daughter starting to go out on their own, bring them down to Costco. Show them items that they can afford, that are affordable, instead of just, you know, ordering pizza every night or going to Taco Bell or having DoorDash. This is when you start looking at the economics of food for people just coming out of the home. Food economics. It's a great thing to show them. Okay, the mac and cheese. How can you go wrong with this elbow pasta American classic? With an Alfredo sauce and Parmesan sauce with Romano cheese, when you get to throw in the cheddar on top of it. Now, this comes in a package that weighs about 3.75 pounds and costs about $15. Do the math. I mean, really, do the math, and it's affordable dinner that can be served for 6 people. It's a great main dish or a fantastic side. Whenever I have a real estate class, I get this and the chicken Alfredo to serve my students. It's a great meal at a great price, and it goes a long way. The portions they give you, this they combine with the salad, the sandwiches at your next event. Oh, boy. You're really going to be doing something good, that's for sure. Now, number one on my list, and Emily's too, I believe, is the meatloaf with the Yukon potatoes and glaze. Oh, goodness. Yes. Where do I begin? This is Emily's favorite to bring home, and I so enjoy it. All you have to do is reheat it in the oven, and it gives you the instructions on how long to reheat it, and you have a meal for four, if not more. But what happens with us, there's two of us, is after the first meal, we snack on it for a day or two in the refrigerator. It has an affordable price that will average around $20. It's very tasty with the ketchup glaze, and I enjoy the very good Yukon Gold mashed potatoes. And without having to go through the process of making them myself, again, this is November first half, easy month. We're being lazy, but this is what we do. I guess that's what is good about these foods at Costco is that I do not have to go through the process of making them, but they're still very good quality and they taste great. Oh. Yeah, it's rough, but we can get through this. We can do this. Then they have the food kiosk. Who hasn't gotten the $1.50 hot dog and soda? It's institutional, along with the chicken rotisserie. The hot dog overflows both sides of the soft, warm bun. I enjoy putting a voracious amount of mustard, then a thin line of ketchup on it. The soda you get for $1.50, the hot dog and the soda, is refillable. This is a great lunch for $1.50. The other day, I got this and a piece of the pepperoni pizza, and the pizza slice is sizable. And it's a good meal by itself, along with the 79-cent pop. But this full meal, I call it, total price was $3.49 for a very large lunch. Ponder that. You know that Costco is not making any money on these items. Does it bring people in the store for such a savings and they buy other items? Or is it that they buy their items and get this on the way out, like I do? Guess what? Either way works. Just do it. Here are a few other items at the food kiosk you can get. The combo calzone, which is new for $6.99. If you like calzones, which I do, remember College Town Pizzeria? They had great calzones. They're not there anymore. This is where you get your calzone at a moment's notice. Like the hot dog and a pizza slice, it is the best cost deal in town. Oh, boy. All for a price of $6.99. This is a great meal in itself for a person. You can have it with, you know, oh, man. Anyway, Costco has a food item called the chicken bake for $3.99. I've not had this yet, but it's on my radar. So, hey, try it sometime. One that I do get, and I sit at the Costco food court and eat it and just enjoy it slowly, and I read my sports on my phone or my news, is a hot turkey provolone sandwich. It comes with copious amounts of turkey, really good, a really nice sandwich bun, you know, about a 4x6-inch bun, and a fine layer of provolone cheese, tomato. Oh, this sandwich is a keeper. And I get it with the 79-cent soda, so hey, my total investment for a big lunch is $7.80, right in there. And I go and read the news, relax, just take a few minutes out of my during my day and enjoy the sandwich. After I've done my shopping, it's a great way to do it. And to finish it off, if you have children or if you like ice cream like myself, you can get them the sundae for $2.49. Think of the Dairy Queen sundae. Their flavors are strawberry, caramel, brownie, and chocolate. Oh, the memories of my youth. At DQ, that these bring me back to. It is fantastic. Also, you can get a whole pizza, pepperoni, or cheese for $9.99. Great value, good pizza to, in a good to-go box. And hey, obviously there's more at Costco than just bulk purchases. Go and try and find these items. Get creative on them. How you work them into a meal is very easy. The combinations, what you can add to it, it's easy. It's affordable. It's minimal. And it's there for you. Fairbanks, we are going to take a break here. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors. And we will be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I went out to Pike's Landing for lunch on this last Tuesday, and it was just nice working in there, walking in there, rather. Jeffrey B., Mr. Brooks, great cook. He was there. I had my dragon wings. My guess, he had the shrimp, not the shrimp basket. He had the halibut basket. It was great. It's just great seeing that back and get out there, enjoy it. It's a very, very wonderful location to go have lunch at here in Fairbanks. Now, it's November, 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 which means it's getting colder out, which means every show this month in November, we're going to give you a soup. Last week, I gave you the nice shrimp bisque soup. But we're in November. That was October. So now we're into the heartier soup style, let's say. And this is one that I really enjoy making. It's a creamy bean soup with sausage. Now, these are your ingredients. And I call these core ingredients, because you can add other stuff to it. But this is the basics. A pound of Italian sausage. It can be mild. It can be spicy. It can be crumbled or sliced. You know, this adds a deep, savory flavor, richness to it. You know, do you want to spice it up a little bit? Get the spicy Italian sausage. I get the mild, and then I add spices to it. Now, you're going to need 2 15-ounce cans of beans, white beans, either cannellini or Great Northern. I'm Italian, so of course I get the cannellini. Now, what you're going to need to do is rinse these and drain them. Drain them, then get the cold water and, you know, under your mesh or whatever it is, and drain them, and then rinse them. Shake them very well, and this is a creamy packed protein. You're going to need one medium yellow onion, and you're going to chop it finely. Finely. Then I always use about 5 to 6 garlic cloves in here minced. It's essential for the aromatics, the foundation of our food. And then I go with about a cup to a cup and a half of diced carrots. Hey, touch of the natural sweetness, a good coloration in there. 1 cup of heavy cream to 1.5 cups of heavy cream. And I've always got heavy cream in my refrigerator. This is for that luxurious, creamy texture. In that shrimp bisque, that's what it does. The heavy cream, the luxurious, creamy texture, part of the foundation. 2 to 3 tablespoons of olive oil or butter. I go both. Then, if you can find it, it's one teaspoon of smoked paprika. It adds a subtle smoky warmth in there. And if you can't find smoky, just use regular paprika. It's fine. Then you're going to need a half teaspoon of dried thyme. And then you're going to salt and pepper to taste. Now, you can also add a few other things. You want to heat it up. You like a bit of the heat. Add a half teaspoon of the crushed red pepper flakes. You know, that way you can have the spicy Italian in there or the mild, and then throw in the red pepper flakes with either. A bay leaf for extra aromatic complexity during simmering. Some chopped parsley, fresh. Some grated Parmesan cheese or some Asiago cheese. Sprinkle on the top of the cheese finish when it's all done. And lemon zest. It adds brightness if you want to cut through the cream. But those are the ingredients that you're going to need. Now, it's just not the taste that makes a soup. It's the texture, the heartiness. The beans add substance and creaminess, while the sausage delivers savory depth and bite. And I like using the I like using the sausages himself, so I get to cut them up and have a bite of a piece of sausage in there. The beans add substance and creaminess, and the sausage delivers a savory depth and bite. 1 spoonful, you're hooked, and you know it. And this is easy to make, so what the heck? Now, it's fun. It's budget-friendly. It's easy weeknight to make. People love this. It's freezer-friendly. It's all in one pot. You can customize it depending on what you want to put in there with your sausage, your red pepper flake if you want to go there. You want to throw some spinach in there. Oh, a little bit of everything. Now you're going to need, I always use a Dutch oven on this, my Blue Lodge. And you're going to need a wooden spoon. You're going to need a good knife and cutting board, some measuring cups and spoons, a ladle. And if you want, you can use an immersion blender to do some of this or all of it to make it, thicken it up. But I don't do that, but that's up to you. Preparation tips. When you prep, measure out all your ingredients before you turn on the stove. It just streamlines everything, and it avoids mistakes. And it avoids overcooking while you're scrambling for the next item. Put your sausage out half hour early. Bring it to room temperature. Drain the beans thoroughly and then rinse thoroughly. Then drain that. Sauté in layers. Brown the sausages first. Then sauté your aromatics and leftover fat. And it builds flavor at every step. Simmer. Do not boil. Do not boil this, okay? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to brown the sausage. In your Dutch oven, your Lodge, heavy bottom pot. Two tablespoons of olive oil or the butter, and you're going to be doing this over medium heat, not medium high, medium heat, because you're in cast iron. Add the sausage. You're either breaking up with a wooden spoon or you're slicing it, depending on the type you have. Once you're done with this, transfer it to a plate and set aside. Set it aside, but you're leaving a bit of the rendered fat in the pot for added flavor. In the same pot, add more olive oil, then toss in the chopped onion, the diced carrots. And you're going to cook this for 5 to 6 minutes until they're softened and slightly caramelized. Then you're going to add the minced garlic for another minute, stirring constantly to avoid burning. You're doing the aromatics of this. That's what you're doing. You're getting the aromatics going on the garlic. Then stir in the paprika, thyme, salt, and black pepper. Pour in the chicken broth, stir well, scraping the bottom of the pot, you know, you getting any brown bits up. Then add the drained white beans and bay leaf, the return of the bowl or the pot, and then you're going to add the something that I forgot to mention. You're going to add 4 cups of chicken broth and bring it up to a nice simmer. And while it's simmering, if you have a bay leaf in there, remove the bay leaf. Pour in the heavy cream and stir to continue. Simmer uncovered for, 5 to 10 minutes until the soup thickens slightly and becomes rich and velvety. You're finishing it and serve. Sometimes chopped parsley, a splash of lemon juice at the end for the zest to pop of freshness. Ladle in the bowls, and you're good to go. Now that is a great soup. It's easy to make. And the beans matter. Canelli or Great Northern, or even navy beans all provide a creamy consistency. And customize your base. You can swap chicken broth for vegetable broth. You can put in your red pepper flakes. You can throw in some greens such as spinach or kale. You can do a lot of stuff in here. But hey, it's a great way to do it. So, and the last thing I'm going to leave you with is something that I like to make, pancakes. When's the last time you had pancakes? Well, here's a recipe for good, fluffy pancakes that I've used for years. And we have down at the Elks on Sundays from 9 to noon, we have wonderful sourdough pancakes. And once we're out of the sourdough, I'll be doing this again. And I've done this before. So I take, this is for, a good 4 to 5 people. I get 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar. That's right, we're going to sweeten them up. 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Then we're going to need, on our wet side, 1.5 cups of milk, 1 large egg, 3 tablespoons of melted butter, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to combine all the ingredients, whisking the flour, sugar, baking powder, and salt together in a large bowl. Taking a moment here ensures that every bite is perfectly balanced, and that's what we want to do. And leaving, just get it mixed well. Then, in another bowl, whisk together the milk, egg, melted butter, and vanilla extract until well blended. And liquid mix is going to make your rich batter richer, luscious, creating moisture and fluffiness. You're going to grow those pancakes. Then you're going to combine both the wet and the dry. And combine thoroughly. And pour the wet ingredients into the dry ingredients. And stir gently with a spatula or a wooden spoon. Get it all combined. The key here is not to overmix. Leave a few lumps, because overworking the batter makes a pancake tough instead of fluffy. So you're not getting it smooth throughout. Let the batter rest for about 5 to 10 minutes before you start doing the pancakes. And then I always get the ladle over medium heat, and I ladle out even pancakes. And I put them on there, and I, put a little Pam down, or maybe even some butter, and I ladle them out. And when you start seeing the bubbles on top, you flip them, you're good to go, and bam, you have a great set of pancakes, and that's how you do it. Fairbanks, that is our show. Hopefully you're having a great November. Hopefully you had a very good Halloween. And it's cold outside. It's November. We're getting ready for what a real winter is like. And it's November. You enjoy yourself. I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.